Good evening. CRTV's Radio Network Service. The 10 p.m. news with Rita, your symbol. In our top stories, leaders of the Orthodox Presbyterian Church in Cameroon pray for peaceful elections in the country as Reverend Jules Angobela is elected new moderator of the church. Coming up in sports, Colombe Sportive of the Jan Lobo consolidate their lead understandings of the National First Division Football League in Cameroon after defeating Bamboutous of Buda 2-1 in one of these 7 matches this Sunday. Details of this and more in a moment. The season for the New Year wishes in Cameroon is now open. The annual ritual started with a very popular ceremony at the Unity Palace that was an opportunity to witness the esteem and credibility that President Paul Biya enjoys both nationally and internationally. And the First Lady of Cameroon has once again demonstrated her attachment to the welfare of Cameroonians, with 1,300 women, spouses of members of the diplomatic corps and of national dignitaries. Mrs. Chantal Biya lent a listening ear to their worries as they presented their best wishes for the year. Ayimbile reports.
Like someone once said, she's always been like that. It's innate, being warm, loving, and always so attentive to the worries of others. Qualities which, like old wine, are getting better with time. As this year again, the First Lady mingled with her guest, singing and sharing a few dance steps as she moved along, even before she took her place in the Oriental Saloon to receive the ladies. A genuine smile, a trademark of hers, her warm handshakes, hugs, and kisses, as well as her listening friendly ear were all on points as she received the spouses of members of the diplomatic corps and those of national dignitaries. Feelings shared by her guest and expressed by the ladies, including those of the diplomatic corps, who visibly were full of deep admiration for Mrs. Chantal Biya. For beyond the niceties of voicing best wishes to Mrs. Biya, Wong Yi, wife of the Chinese ambassador to Cameroon, vice dean of the diplomatic corps, and her counterparts, without doubt, reiterated their commitment to support the humanitarian actions of the First Lady as they shared a cake and more, symbols of a new year full of good tidings. All of this unfolding in a warm and floral atmosphere with delightful aromas and flavors prepared by chefs who got the compliments of the First Lady. Recognition from Mrs. Chantal Biya, always acknowledging, celebrating, and encouraging the achievements of her people and at all levels. For drawn from all social classes, the ladies, from decision-making spheres in business and politics, despite their numbers, all got close to the First Lady with a familiarity that speaks volumes of the high esteem Madame Chantal Biya has for her sisters, a closeness she particularly shared with the Mbaka Bororos, minorities always assisted by the First Lady, committed as she is to the promotion of the president's social inclusion policy. Actions, gestures, and more that are telling of the consideration the wife of the President of the Republic has for her people, with whom she also shares her family life. Lasting imprints and unforgettable moments for Cameroonians now set for a year of growth and success with Mrs. Chantal Biya.
Elsewhere, leaders of the Orthodox Presbyterian Church of Cameroon have prayed for a peaceful electoral year in the country and reaffirmed their loyalty and respect for state institutions and the one who incarnates them, President Paul Biya. This was during a Thanksgiving service this Sunday at the Moneko Parish in Sangmalima, Jan Lobo Division of the South Region, to mark the end of the 56th General Assembly of the Orthodox Presbyterian Church of Cameroon. Clarence Aze reports from Ebulova.
To go by the new moderator of the Église Presbyterienne Camerounaise Orthodox, the Reverend Jules Angobela, the church has found the path of reconciliation, peace and unity, and is now focused on preaching the gospel by leaps and bounds. For this to happen, the church prayed for peace in Cameroon so that the APCO can successfully carry out its missions.
Our church know that if they live together, it is the good thing for us, so that when we preach in the world, we can have the possibility to convince everybody.
The 6th-day General Assembly hinged on the theme, Take Care of My Sheep, from John 21, verse 17. brought together over 200 delegates from the 14 presbyteries of the APCO to reflect on ways to improve on the spiritual and physical growth of the church. Reverend Joseph Mbarga is Communications Secretary of APCO.
We pray to the peace and unity of our church. We also discuss on ways to expand our church.
While praying for peaceful elections in Cameroon, the moderator of APCO, Reverend Jules Angobella, and pastors all rededicated themselves to use the name of Jesus Christ in transforming lives and the society. Clarence Aze reporting for CRTV News in Monaco, Sam Lima.
And still on religion, Christians of the Yukaduma Diocese now have a new shepherd to watch over their spiritual well-being. His Lordship Justin Georges Ebenge was appointed yesterday to take over from His Lordship Paul Lunti Kene, who was appointed as the Bishop of Bafoussam some 3 years ago. Tala LTA report from Betwa.
Before his appointment last Saturday as Bishop of Yukaduma, His Lordship Justin Georges Ebenge was rector of the Our Lady of Hope Major Seminary of Betwa. Reverend Father André Apanga Maison is a lecturer in this seminary.
We thank God for this choice, and we want to assure him of our prayers for his new mission.
Ordained priest of the Batugi Diocese in 1996 by His Grace Samuel Kledan, the 55-year-old who takes over the Diocese of Yukaduma as its third shepherd, says he will continue the works of his predecessors.
C'est dans les triples fonctions du gouvernement.
My mission in Yukaduma will focus on three main aspects, namely good governance, sanctification, and education. I will develop all these sectors with the help of my collaborators.
Je les connais.
Born on the 18th of May 1970 in Douala, this origin of a Vodula in the Leke division will have to watch over the spiritual lives of over 20,000 Roman Catholic Christians spread across some 31,000 square kilometers. Kala LT, CRTV News, Betwa.
And we go over to the North region, where the president of the Église Évangélique du Cameroun for the North and Far North regions has been installed in Garoua. This was during a special church service today, attended by administrative authorities. The newly installed has been told to stick to the truth and guide the faithful as per the teachings of the Bible without bias or discrimination. Maimuna Njoya reports from Garoua.
More than 800 faithful of the Église Évangélique du Cameroun turned out for the installation of the North and Far North President, 51-year-old Reverend Marcel Dubangodo, who has a long pastoral experience in more than 12 parishes of both regions. During the church service to install him at the Martin Luther Center Parish in Garoua, the President of Église Évangélique du Cameroun, Reverend Alexandre Bilambenga, exhorted the new president, who earlier served as interim, to lead Christians towards the path of righteousness and steadfastness. Emphasis was also laid on the fact that he has to serve as an example worth emulating and promote all that concurs with unity, harmony, and truthfulness. The service was spiced by instances of prayers, meditation, and offerings with the view to opening a new page for this year and others. Maimuna Njoya reporting for CRTV News.
This is the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, and you are listening to the 10 p.m. news. Some 12 boreholes constructed by the Association for the Development of Mayo Chanaga have been put into use. The boreholes in Hina, Mokolo, Mayo, Moskota, and Mogode subdivisions will go a long way to improve on the living conditions of the local population faced with the problem of drought and desertification. Emos Enonyaket Agbo reports.
These subdivisions of Ina, Mokolo, Mayo, Muskuta, and Mogode are happy beneficiaries of the 12 boreholes gracefully offered them by the elites of the Mayo Chanaga Division under the Umbrella Association for the Development of Mayo Chanaga, ADEMAT, to improve on the well-being of the local population. Professor Kalat Zavi Gidede is a member of the Development Association.
Population are consuming this water. We are very proud. We thank all contributors, and we would like also to call others to contribute again at the next General Assembly of ADEMAT.
Efforts by the donor association to ensure the sustainability of the gift, as well as a call for those lagging behind to join the development drive, has been launched to all Mayo Chanaga sons and daughters in and out of the division. Marwa Amos Enonyaket, Agbo, CLTV News.
And we talk sports now. Colombe Sportive of the Jan Lobo have consolidated their lead on the standings of the National First Division Football League in Cameroon after defeating Bambutos of Buda 2-1 in one of the seven matches this Sunday. At the bottom of the league table, Young Sport Academy of Bamenda continued sinking after they were trashed 4-1 by Gazelle FA of Garoua. Ben Collins Nyoiberio has the details.
The Annex 1 of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium witnessed unprecedented drama this Sunday as it hosted two decisive matches. Canon Sportif of Yaoundé dropped to fourth place after being held to a 1-1 draw by Coton Sport of Garoua, while Colombe Sportif of the Dja and Lobo consolidated their lead by coming from behind to beat Bambutos of Buda 2-1. The defeat pushed the Mangwa boys closer to the relegation zone. It was another disappointing day for fans of Young Sports Academy of Bamenda as their team suffered a humiliating 4-1 defeat at the hands of Gazelle FA of Garoua, who now occupy the second place with 14 points. The Yellow Submarines from Bamenda, that are still to win a match this season, remain at the bottom of the classification table with just 2 points. Aigle Royal of the Mongo secured a crucial 1-0 win over Dinamo of Douala, pushing the Bon Bunch up from the 4th to the 5th place. Victoria United of Limbe moved from the 4th to the 3rd position after defeating AS Fortuna 3-1. Astro of Douala beat Pante Sportive of Dende 2-1, while Wolf Azul Elite of Yaoundé played a 1-1 draw with Stade Renard of Milong. PWD of Bamenda and Union Sportive of Douala ended their match in a goalless draw, with both teams now having 8 points each. The Nasara Gamakai occupy the 11th position, while the Abaka boys sit 12th, just 1 spot away from relegation.
And that report by Ben Collins Nyoiberio brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, brought to you by Rita, you awesome bomb. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.